Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And I am doing my Monday audio mo. I'm out in the back 40 under the maple tree that sprouted up as a weed, and then I transplanted it to a different location in the backyard. And now, well, I don't know how tall it is, but it gives nice, you know, nice shade. And I have my mother-in-law's, I think they're the West, well, what are they? Westminster chimes? Yeah, Westminster music of spheres. And I think the longest tube, I don't know, like 4.5 feet maybe. And I'm taking a break from hanging out laundry and working in a garden. I went to Walmart yesterday and rescued these poor dying plants, flowers, that I'm gonna transplant into some planters that I bought at a thrift store over the weekend, and not to mention some of the planters that I've made. I've got 4 mammoth sunflowers that I have to find a place to plant. And for those that don't know, those are the humongous sunflowers that you know, you can actually, you know, take those seeds out. I forgot one year when I took the stalk root out. It was about 1 foot, if I'm not mistaken. Left just a gaping hole in the yard. Excuse me. I still am suffering from my allergies. I haven't been coughing as much lately. And I have my new drink. I'm trying this. It's kind of gross. It's a cucumber watermelon botanical drink. I like watermelon. I love watermelon. Oh, watermelon is so good. Especially on a hot day. And I have to have lots of ice in this. The cucumber's kind of strong tasting. I don't know. The thought of drinking cucumber, it just... I don't mind, you know, slices of cucumber with some salt and chile on it and some lime, but drinking it, I don't know, sounds kind of weird. Ooh, that's loud. Last year, I think I had mentioned that I'm into this really big thing of upscaling and recycling stuff that I've had. Well, my parents, my mother and my father, both separately bought me these giant milk cans. One had a lid and one didn't. I spray painted one yellow and got an old cake tin, used that as a top. And then my son, when he moved out, he had this a round glass top that he used as a table. But he couldn't find the legs to the table, so I just kept the glass, and I used that. And then 2 plastic white chairs I found at a estate sale for $3 for both of them. They're brand new. I thought about spray painting these yellow. I'm not quite sure. My colors for the garden are purple, red, bright yellow, with a hint of metallic blue. Yeah, it's nice. It's a nice breeze. And so far, my beloved has bought me some accessories for my Dremel tool, which I think everyone should own a Dremel tool and a drill. Maybe an electric screwdriver. I'm looking to buy an electric sander, because the mouse that I had finally fell apart is no longer salvageable. But anyway, we had the old back door, storm door, that I resalvaged. Now it holds a planter, and out here in the back 40, I remember when there was no shade, no trees, no nothing. And now we have, oh God, the crab apple tree is just horrible. I hate that thing. We tried pulling it out, and for whatever reason, it just would not leave. Whoever thought it would be a good idea to plant it so close to the house was not thinking it through, because it's just a messy, to me, messy tree. And I have a rose bush of Sharon, I think it is, that kind of went into shock. And my husband bought me one of those arm extending branch nippers, clippers with a little saw blade at the end, so that I could get some of the branches, and because the trees are kind of like suffocating each other. I'm suck at math, so I didn't know when I planted some of them how big they would get and how overgrown they would get. So I started out with just a few perennials, a couple trees, and every year I have to go through and dig some up, because they just multiply. And to me, having a green thumb, I didn't have one for the longest time. And now I do. What I want to do, though, is my house is literally a mess. It is completely upside down. I'm trying to get stuff done in there. And the back porch desperately needs to be redone. And on the news of my youngest child, the one that was in the car accident over the weekend, we bought a truck yesterday, and I think he's going to fly up the end of June to get it and then take it back and then come back in October. But we still need room to put stuff. And I, you know, we had a giant neighborhood garage sale where we just basically threw everything out on the front lawn. None of that stuff came back in. Well, a few little small things that we, you know, kept, like some of the antiques that we were trying to get rid of. But there still isn't any room. It's just like, oh my God. I'm just looking to see where I can put more plants. I shouldn't have probably got the ones that I got. My dad bought me, he was really into antiquing once upon a time. He bought me an old rung ladder that I am going to turn into, put one of the box flower pots on it, the planterns, and make it into basically a plant stand. I have to reupholster all the lawn furniture, lawn cushions, the bed swing that I have, and I'm doing it really fast, really cheap, with drop cloths. So there you have it, my audio mo for today. And I'm gonna finish my cucumber melon drink and enjoy the breeze and the quiet before I continue on with my day. Laterness, people.